once again here at the 2015 World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, and I am sitting here with Neil Dirks, the NPPC CEO. First of all, Neil, tell me a little bit, give me an update for NPPC.
An update for NPPC, well, obviously we're right in the middle of World Pork Expo, so our I would like to say we have our undivided attention at World Pork Expo, but we don't have that luxury because we have other business still going on. We've been dealing with a number of issues. One of the hottest issues is trade issues. I can talk about that. We also have a couple domestic policy issues we're working on. Number one right in front of us is Trade Promotion Authority. We're big supporters. We want to see it done. It's passed the Senate. Hopefully it'll pass the House. That'll send a signal to the countries negotiating with our negotiators on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we might actually see the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations close by middle of summer and maybe have a chance this year to deal with it. Big issue for us. TPP is 40% of the world's economy. The countries that are included in TPP have a preference for pork. We see opportunities, but it's also a deal like it isn't like opportunity the next day. We see long-term opportunities, and we call that a legacy issue. On the domestic side, one of the things I've been working most recently on is mandatory pork price reporting and hog price reporting reauthorization. Every 5 years, we have to reauthorize our price reporting bills, and the current bill or the current law expires September 30th of this year. So we've been working for a couple of years on suggested changes, improvements in the bill. Those have been included on the pork side. It also includes beef and sheep. But the pork changes have been included in the House side by the House Ag Committee, and we're awaiting action by the House itself, the House of Representatives. And then we're hoping the Senate will then take action on it, and we'll get price reporting reauthorized before September 30th so it can continue on.
Well, lots of things going on in the industry. We've not heard a lot about PED, and that's a good thing. We've had a quiet winter, which is great, but that has led us to a slight oversupply when it comes to the pork being processed. Where do we see the future going with that when we start to think about 2016?
Well, you're correct, Jamie. We didn't face the winter we faced a year ago with PEDV. It still exists. There's still testing going on. The mandatory reporting program still is in effect by USDA. But we haven't seen the instances of it that we did even a year ago. Good news. Now, every veterinarian I talk to says, okay, so we out of the woods, and they'll look at it and go, I don't know. So everybody's waiting for this next winter. There have been a number of things that have gone on. One of the best things that's happened is the industry coming together to do whatever's possible to deal with PEDV. Still a lot of questions, still a lot of areas that need further investigation, but there's some good signs. One of those signs is that the cases we do have tend to be in finishing sites, which means that maybe there's truck transportation bringing the virus down. We're not seeing them in sow sites, which means baby pigs aren't dying, which has given us, as you said, an increase of 5% more pigs going to market than we saw a year ago. Now, that puts us about even with 2013, because last year we were 5% below. There are more pigs coming to market. We also have seen some expansion, some planned expansion. We're going to see more pigs this fall. Traditionally, just biologically, we see more pigs in the fall than we do the spring. And so we're waiting, you know, we're watching that. Dr. Steve Meyer this morning talked to the media about the fact that we're going to be pretty tight on our packing capacity. But the bigger issue is a year from now, the fall of 2016, and that's what everybody's watching. And I don't have a good enough crystal ball to say what's going to happen there, but we are looking at strategies. I know the Pork Board's been looking at strategies to move product. We've been talking about the need for government purchases because, you know, interestingly enough, when we have low hog prices and low meat prices, it's a great time for our government to buy product for their feeding programs, whether it be for school hot lunch programs or other feeding programs. it's a great value for the government. Their dollars go further, and it also takes product off the U.S. market. So all that's yet to be seen, but we're all quite aware that this fall and a year from this fall could be challenging. Now, we've had announcements. We have two new packing plants coming into the industry, which is indication that this industry is growing. It's vibrant. Those plants aren't going to be open, though, in the fall of 2016. So once we get past the fall of 2016, I'm looking for a lot more stability.
Switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about something that we're not surprised to be talking about, but it's the buzz around World Pork 2015, and that's antibiotics.
Yes.
And the new FDA directives that have just been announced. What's the communication plan when it comes to the implementation process for the veterinarians out there, but also the local producers?
Well, we've been and National Pork Producers Council has been meeting with the American Association of Swine Veterinarians, as well as the National Pork Board. We have, I don't know what you call it, I guess you'd call it a working group that's been going out from staff. The MPPC board has discussed this issue three times just this year, and this is not the first time we've talked about it. The immediate issue at this, the real reality at this juncture is what's called Guidance 209, 213, and of course yesterday the presidential One Health Summit, the announcement was made that the VFD, the Veterinarian Feed Directive, which means that veterinarians will be prescribing any medically important antibiotic use, that law is in effect. That one, they announced it yesterday. We knew it was coming. We didn't know when it was going to get announced. Okay. One of the big focuses that I have is this coming winter meeting season, as we work with producers and others in the industry to make sure they're very clearly aware of what the new guidance and what new laws will be. Now, 209 was about labels, and it allowed, and what it basically said was growth promotants would no longer be labeled, or they asked companies to voluntarily do away with growth promotant labels. At 25 companies gave up their labels. 209 then is the actual doing away with any growth promotion of any type dealing with medically important human use, human class antibiotics. And then the VFD puts everything, including treatment, prevention, control use, under a prescription of a veterinarian. Now, we've had that for some time. We've had different versions of the we've done it electronically and others. But the big thing is that it will be done by everything will be done by prescription. All that being everything meaning human and medically important human antibiotics. So the big thing is it's all about communication. It's all about working with producers so there are no surprises. I'm pretty optimistic because the our industry itself has been the use of antibiotics for growth promotions has been out of favor for quite some time. The law's coming on. There will probably be some people that were totally unaware of it, but that's the big focus. Get people aware of it so we can move on. And so we can also look at things, or what are other strategies long-term that we can use to ensure the health of our pigs, because healthy animals produce safe food.
That's a great way to close. Healthy animals produce safe food for us all nationwide, worldwide. Once again, talking with National Pork Producer Council CEO Neil Dirks here at the 2015 World Pork Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.